This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. As he introduced his coronavirus economic relief plan at the White House, Biden said the government needs to act decisively and boldly to help Americans who are seeing their paychecks reduced and are barely hanging on.
The bottom line is this. We're in a national emergency. We need to act like we're in a national emergency. So we've got to move with everything we've got. And we've got to do it together.
Biden said it's not Republicans or Democrats going hungry and losing their jobs. It's Americans. The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion relief package to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Republicans say that's too soon.
By Senate rules, if the article arrives, we have to start a trial right then.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want to rush this. He would like to see a trial next month.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, make no mistake, there will be a trial.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
And when the trial is over,
senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
A trial delay could appeal to some Democrats, allowing more time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 down, but the NASDAQ slightly higher. This is VOA News. The Senate has confirmed President Biden's second cabinet member, Lloyd Austin, as Secretary of Defense, AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Authorities in Russia have taken elaborate measures to curb protests against the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests are being planned for Saturday in more than 60 Russian cities. Universities and colleges have urged students not to attend rallies, with some saying students may be subject to disciplinary action if they do. As well, Navalny's associates in Moscow and other regions have been detained, while opposition supporters and independent journalists have been approached by police with official warnings against protesting. Navalny, Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was arrested on Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany after recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan doubled down on its commitment to host the Tokyo Olympics this year and flatly denied reports on Friday of a cancellation. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
A government spokesman told Japan's parliament there was no truth to reports in the Times of London of a cancellation. And Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the games will be a, quote, symbol of humanity overcoming the virus. The Times report had cited one unidentified source from Japan's ruling coalition and said that Japan was now focused on rescheduling the games to 2032. Saturday marks 6 months to go before the Olympics are set to kick off in July, already delayed from last year over the pandemic. Recent polls show 80% of Japanese do not want the games to go ahead this summer, afraid athletes arriving from overseas will help spread the virus.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record, and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was 86. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.